Tirim mi beged le beged. You got to take off tzitzis one beged from another beged. Another locher is Rav Oma ein halacha k'Rabbi Shimon b'Greira. We don't hold like Rabbi Shimon in Hilchas Shabbos. That's a shaila from Dovah Shein Miskavin. We'll soon see what it is. Oh, Shmuel Oma, Shmuel says no halacha k'Rabbi Shimon b'Greira. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon for Hilchas Shabbos that a Dovah Shein Miskavin is mutter. Abi, it's not a psik reishu, it's mutter. We'll soon see what the case is. Omer Rabaye, Zok Tabaye. The klal is. Kol mili demar, whatever, kol mili demar, ovid kirav. Whatever my Rebbe told me, I did like Rav, levar mehani tlas. Usually the locher is kirav b'isurah. If it's a machoikas, Rav and Shmuel and Isurim, usually the klal is we paskin like Rav. Levar mehani tlas, except for these three machoikasin, tiyovet kishmuel. It's his Rebbe. Rashi says that's Rabba Banachmeni, or the Bayez Rebbe, did in these three halachas like Shmuel. That's why it's brought down these three things together. Even though usually the loch is like Rav, here we pass like Shmuel. What are the three things? That Madlikim in Elanir. He was matted to you like Shmuel. You're allowed to light the menorah from one near to another near. Since you're doing it in the Shem Mitzvah, it's not called the Bizer Mitzvah. Oh, Ma'atirim in Begad the Begad. You can take off tzitzis from one Begad, I'm not to put it onto another Begad. Va'alocha Kreb Shimon Begraver. We also pass in Hilcha Shabbos like Kreb Shimon that Dover Shem Mitzvah is Mutter. Detanya. Rebbe Shimon Oimer. Goyer Odom, a person of Lara Shlep. A lot of drag, mita, a bed, kisei, a chair, a sapsul, a stool, on the ground on Shabbos. Even though when you're carrying it, dragging along the floor, it's making a charitz. It's making, you're being over the Issacharisha. You're making a hole in the ground. Let that be an Issacharisha. It will tear it to his mutter. Why? Obelvach lo yiskaven lasas charitz. Because you don't have kavana now to make a scratch in the ground. Your kavana is tam. You want to drag the chair home. It's on Yontif, or else it's on Shabbos. You're carrying in your backyard. You're allowed to carry. You have a nerev there. So you have your chair outside in the backyard. You want to carry it inside the house. So your kavana is tam dragging the chair. Take it inside your house. Your kavana is not to make the charitz on the ground. That's called the Dover Shein in the Skavin, which is a machlokes of Shimon and Yehuda. If Yehuda holds Dover Shein in the Skavin, it's Osir. If Shimon holds Mutter, so Vilcha Shabbos, we pass the look of Shimon. A Dover Shein in the Skavin is Mutter. Providing it's not a psik reisha. That means it has to be that it's not 100% zichum, that when you drag this chair, you have to make a charitz, you have to make a hole in the ground. If it's 100% called a psik reisha, it has to happen, then it's Osir. There's no Ptur in the Skavin. But Abi, it's not a psik reisha, Dover Shein in the Skavin is Mutter. So the Gemara, who Rabbonin, Yosef, who Rabbonin, some Rabbonin was sitting, Kai made the Ravada Baravin, front of Ravada Barava. The Yosef, they're sitting there, the Koma, they're saying, time of the Rav, what's Pshat in Rav that Rav says you can't light a Madlikim and Elaner? You can't light a candle, your menorah, from one menorah to another menorah. You can't light, why not? What's Rav's time? Mishun Dizu Mitzvah. Is the time is because you'll be Mavaza the Mitzvah. Since you're letting lit the menorah, it's a Mitzvah, you can't take another Ner to light. That's what he said. Ukama, he said always, Ukama, time of the Rav, Mishum Biza Mitzvah. That is the time of Rav. Omalu, they told him, don't listen to him. That's not the time of Rav. The time of the Rav, what is here the time of Rav? Mishum the Komachish Mitzvah. Because you're taking away from the Mitzvah. So Drashi, time of the Rav, Minel and Ner, Mishum Biza Mitzvah. That's the first man of the Yoma. What does the Biza Mitzvah mean? Shemadle Kisum. You take an in-between thing, you take a toothpick, and you want to light one, the menorah, you take the lit menorah, you take a toothpick, and light it from the menorah, I'm manas to go to the next menorah to light. She'ena mena mitzvah miner shel mitzvah, o mimenu madle kashar. That's called the biza mitzvah. If you take a toothpick to light it from the menorah, so lighting the toothpick is not a mitzvah. So even though you're taking this toothpick now to light the next candles, but lighting the toothpick itself is not a mitzvah. That's called the biza mitzvah. That's one man diyomim. But this pshat, let's say you take your ner of the second person that mamash wants to light this ner for Hanukkah, and he goes to the first ner and lights it, that will be mutter, because there's no biza mitzvah, because both ners right away are mitzvahs. I'm taking my candle that I want to light the shem mitzvah, and I'm lighting it from his candle. There's no biza mitzvah there. Both candles right away are shem mitzvah. So where is the case of biza mitzvah? Where you take an in-between shamish, or you take a toothpick, and you're lighting the toothpick from your menorah, so this lighting is not a mitzvah yet. Even though you do with tzarech a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is not here yet. That's one time. That's enough gemina. See if the time is mishum biza mitzvah, it's only yours for the toothpick. But if you light the ner itself, it will be mutter. The second one, Yom says, no, the time is mishum mechachesh mitzvah. Said Rashi Yahushay, the mechse command the shock on the hura. It looks like when you light your candle from the menorah, like you're taken away from the fire of the menorah. It looks like you're taking away a little bit of oil from the first menorah. That's as far from the chushe mitzvah. You're like taking away from the first mitzvah. Nothing to be mevazerit, but you're taken away from it. So this pshat, even if the second there you want to light right now was the shei mitzvah, it also be yosser. Because when you light your candle from his menorah, it looks like you're taken away from his oil. And that's also, that's Rav's time. That's the shayla. What is the time of Rav? Makash mitzvah. Tomorrow, my benayu. What's not mean the two times? A gibanayu the komadlik mishag l'shaga. You light mamish from your menorah to his menorah. If it's al biza mitzvah, man diyal mishum biza mitzvah, mishag l'shaga madlik. It's mutter. There's no biza mitzvah. I'm lighting my candle of my menorah from his menorah. They're both mitzvahs. There's no biza mitzvah. Have a man diyal mishum achushim mitzvah. No. That when I light your from your menorah, it looks like I'm taken away from your or from your menorah. Mishag l'shaga nami yosser. According to Rav, it's also to light my menorah from your menorah directly. It's also. Because it looks like I'm taken away from your menorah. That's the Charlotte. What's Pshan Rav? And now, Kaminu Achaf is, what's Pshan Shmuel? Shmuel is matter. Hey, if Rav himself asks even a toothpick, then you'll say, Shmuel, forget this, Rav, it's, if Rav even asks Miner Lener Mamish, then you'll say, Shmuel is only matter Miner Lener. But I day a toothpick, maybe Shmuel holds also its awesome. But if Rav is matter I day Nair Lener, he only asks a toothpick, then even Shmuel is also matter a toothpick. So it's not to me know what Rav's svar is to know what the locha. So we pass like Shmuel. The locha to Shiloh. We machla both ways. We'll soon see. So the more, Moser Rav Aviyah. Rav Aviyah asked a kasha. The locha is Sela Shel Maisa Sheni. Somebody has a Sela that's the money of Maisa Sheni. How do you have that? That's a Trashi. Dinrin Shechil Alaya Maisa Sheni. Metchil you have Maisa Sheni. I mean, you had grapes that were Maisa Sheni. And you don't want to carry the grapes to Yerushalayim. So you ponder it on money. You take a coin, so now the money has Kedusha's Maisa Sheni on it. Is Allah, it has Kedusha to it. Allah, the Mishnah, Maisa Sheni, Ein Shaitlam Kenegdo Din Rezov. You can't use it to weigh out other Din Rezov. So as you know, Claude, this is a pound of silver here. So you have a scale, and you want to weigh other coins to make sure it's also a pound of silver. So you can't use this Maisa Sheni on one side of the scale to weigh out the other ones. Because I'll be the mitzvah. So the Gemara, the Mishnah, there, the Afilu Lachal Lol of Maisa Sheni. Even though the second coin you're weighing out is also for Mechilu Maisa Sheni, you also want to use it for Maisa Sheni. Still, it's awesome. Acher. Zemar Iyam Bishleima Ki Pligi Rav Shmuel. Where's the Machlekes Rav Shmuel Min Elaner? That Rav even asked his mamish using an Elaner. Avol Bekinsa Oser, but by Kinsa it's Oser. Also Shmuel, the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is only by Minel and Er Mamish. We're using your menorah from his menorah. That's where Shmuel is matter. But if you use a kiss and a toothpick in between, even Shmuel holds the saucer of Zoy Holoi to have a tiyufta. This brisa wouldn't be a tiyufta to Shmuel. I Shmuel says Minel and Er is mutter. I tell you, it's only to light the Nair directly from the next Nair. Mashenkin a kissim in between, that's usher. They're also supplies that kiss them in between. You're using Moyish to Maisa Sheni on one side, even though on the other side of the scale you also want to use silver coins. For what purpose? To eventually be Mechala Maisa Sheni on it. And here we say it's usher. Why is it usher? Because right now when you're putting it on the scale, it's not Maisa Sheni yet. Both coins are not Maisa Sheni. You're using your Maisa Sheni to weigh out other coins. Even though eventually you use those coins for Maisa Sheni, but right now they're not Maisa Sheni. So that's Daima to where you want to light a toothpick in between. And even a toothpick, even Shmuel is also. So then this brisa comes out, good even according to Shmuel. Ha, Eliyamrit bikin sunami shari. But if you want to say no, the whole machloikis Rav and Shmuel is only when using a toothpick. When you're using a direct nair to a nair, even Rav holds a saucer. Whereas the Machlekes when you're using a toothpick in between. And even with a toothpick in between, still, Shmuel said it's mutter. Why does Shmuel say it's mutter? You're allowed to light a toothpick from the menorah to light another menorah. The svar is because when you're lighting the toothpick, you're not stop lighting it for your own purpose. You're lighting the toothpick almanach to light the second menorah. You want to use that one for that one. So that's mutter according to Shmuel. So the same svar should be over here also then. that to use this mois to maisa sheni, since why you're using the scale right now? Because you want to use it eventually for maisa sheni, that should be mutter then, according to Shmuel. How come the Brisa says it's also? So that's a raya, will be a tiyuk to the Shmuel Evazoi. And the Gemara name, Eliyamit bekinsam nami shori, whatever tiyukta, the schur should be a tiyukta to Shmuel. That the Marama Rabba could be no, it's not tiyukta to Shmuel. Even though Shmuel says you're allowed to light a toothpick from one menorah to another menorah, here it's worse. You can't use this Maisa Sheni to weigh out other coins. Why? It's a Gzeira Shema Layachav Mishkalaisov. The Kamafak Lulachulin. You want to weigh off one coin to another coin. But maybe when you weigh off the second coin, it won't be a good coin. It won't be a pound of silver. And you won't use it for Maisa Sheni. So since you're not going to use it for Maisa Sheni, Kump decides to use the first coin of Maisa Sheni with a Visa Mitzvah. You use it to weigh out other coins. And if the second coin would come out to be exactly a pound, and you will use that coin later to be Mechala Maisa Sheni, then that would be Mutter. Because you're doing it now, I'm going to ask for another Mitzvah. But the there is maybe the second coin won't weigh exactly a pound, and you won't use it for the Maisa Sheni. So then you stam use the first coin of Maisa Sheni for nothing, for no purpose. That's why it's also. So that wouldn't be a kasha steer with the Shmuel. More Mosiv Rav Sheshis. Pasuk says, Michutz laparoiches eidus yarech. When you lit the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, it was called Michutz laparoiches, outside the proiches, for eidus yarech. The chiloira hu tzorech, did we need the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash for the or, to have light in the Beis Hamikdash? V'aloi kol aboyim shona sholcho b'nei yisro b'midbar. All the 40 years the Yidin were going in the Midbar, loiholcho el li'oroi. How did they go in the Midbar? The Eibush Tishchina, the Anani HaKovet gave the Eish, oh, yeah. Gave off fire. So you see, if the Eibush wants fire, he can take care of his own light. He doesn't need us to light the menorah to make the Beis Hamikdash lichtig. It can be lit by the Eibush alone. Ella, what's the purpose of having the menorah lit in the Beis Hamikdash? Ella Eidus, this is an Eidus. Levoy Yerlin for the whole world. Shashchina Shur B'Yisrael. That calls the man the menorah is lit, the nisim are happening with the menorah, that's a right, the shchina of the Eibush is with us. For the Gemara, my Eidus, like where's the Eidus, where's the net? Like where's something special by the menorah that we see Hashem, we see the Shechina. Omar Rav Zu Ner Maravi. This means the Ner Maravi. So Shalom, it means the middle candle or the second to the left. Which candle was the Ner Maravi? Shenoisein Bo Shemin. They used to put Shemin Kemidas Chavrusel, the same Chati Lug. They put into all the candles of the menorah. There were 7 cups in the menorah. All of them had the same shear. Over the next half, the Mimeno Hoyamadlik, they always lit first from the Nerma. The Nerma Ravi was always burning. So you used to light from it. Uvohi Nisayim. And that always used to end off. Come to say, the Nerma Ravi always lit the longest one. So Nerma Ravi, that was the Eidus that the Shechin is in Klal Yisrael. So the more of a Hocho, Kiva, the Kiviya Nero, the Kasha now in the menorah. The menorah itself had 7 candles, like 7 cups, the older menorah. That was saying now the Ner Maravi, that was always lit. They used to light the other neiros from the Ner Maravi. Now the Ner Maravi was screwed in. It was part of the menorah. You couldn't move it. You couldn't pick up this Ner to light the other ones. So how do you get the Ner, the fire, from the Ner Maravi to light all the other ones? Elamai l'chur, you had to use a toothpick in between. Or you had to lose a candle in between. You see, it's mutter to use something else and take away the light from the Ner Maravi to light all the other menorahs. So Chortzakash on Rav? For Hochad, that the Gemara Kiv on the Kaviyah Neros, since the menorah was all one piece, so all the Neros were steady, Loi Sagi, the Loi Mishkal, the Yad Luka, to have to take and light something in between to light from one to the other. Is Lechur Rakasha, Bein Leman Yom Mishum Visa Mitzvah, or Bein Leman Yom Mishum Achushim Mitzvah. Here's the Kash and Rav, according to both Shotim. Here's the Mitzvah D'Oraisa. And still we see, since it's a Sarach, the Mitzvah, to light the other Nerus, you're allowed to take a toothpick in between, to light to catch on fire from the Ner Maravi, to light the other ones. So it's a Kash and Rav, according to both Man D'Yomrin. And the Gemara, no, there's no Kash from Ner Maravi. Tir Gemara, Popo, Bevsilas Aruchis. We're talking about the Psilas, the wicks, on all the 7 candles were very, very long wicks. So you should do is like pick up the wick itself and make it stick to the Ner Maravi and then put it back into its place. So every single wick we lit directly. So that's Zicha Mutta. That's called Minela Ner. That's Mutta. For the Gemara, Abba Saif Saif, Laman Diyama Mishum Achushim Mitzvah Kasha. That's only good if you learn that it's only yosa to use a kisim, to use a toothpick in between, because the biza mitzvah. But let the bandiyam, according to Rav, it's even also to light one ner from another ner, because achushe mitzvah and achushe ner, it looks like you take it away from the mitzvah. There also, when you light the wicks from the ner maravi, it should look like you take it away from the ner maravi. And we're going to at this mandiyam, attack it shver, will be a tiyuft on Rav. It's upshog on that mandiyam. That can't be the pshan that mandiyam. What's the maskona? What's mutab of anlikim and erla ner? How much is shmul matir? Is shmul matir to light with a kisim in between, or is shmul only matir to light from one ner to the other ner? Omer Rafuna Breda Yeshua Chazina. Let's take a look. I had loko oisim mitzvah. The shaila, what's the ikka mitzvah by lighting the ner Chanukah? Is the ikka mitzvah the hadloka? Mamish lighting the ner. I had loko is a mitzvah, then madlikim menel ner. Then you're allowed to light from one ner to another ner. It would be mutter. Aber vi hanocho is a mitzvah, but if the hanocho makes the mitzvah, then ein madlikim menel ner. Hey, then the ikka mitzvah is not just I'm lighting the ner. The ikka mitzvah is after the ner is lit, you have to put it down in a nice place where it's going to stay there the half an hour to show the pirsa menel. So the actual lighting, one there to another there, is not called the Maisa Mitzvah directly. You didn't finish the Mitzvah until it's put down. So then it'll be Usher. That's called the Biza Mitzvah. As if you hold the Yikka Mitzvah there, Chanukah is lighting the Ner, Bishas, you light the candle, you're carrying the Mitzvah, then Avada Bimutta. About you put this candle to the next candle, so you be mekayim your mitzvah, b'shash you lighting it for the next mitzvah, pshit and svar, that should be mutter. There's no biza mitzvah, you're doing the mitzvahs together. But if the okima mitzvah first comes later, after you lit it, then you put it down in its own place, then b'shash you lit it, it wasn't the own mitzvah, maybe there it should be yosser. Let's see, Rashi. Well, Rashi has a ganza rich, he's not going to go into it, about the Ner Marovi. There's a shaila in the Gemara, exactly where the menorah stood. Did the menorah stay between Mizrach and Marav, or between Dorim and Sofin? As Nafkamina, which exactly Ner was the Ner Marovi? Was it the middle one, or was it the second from the right? He's not going to go into it, the ganza rich, Rashi has. Weiter. Tomorrow, Saif, Laman the Yom, you may tell me awesome. Ihad lokois the mitzvah, Drashi, Ihad mitzvah, Shochanaka, Tluya. It's the first one of the big lines in the bottom, in the middle. Ihad lokois the mitzvah. Ihad mitzvah, Shochanaka, Tluya, Bad loko. If it's totally the Yikus and lighting the menorah, then Madlikim. Then Avadi, you relate a light from one Nair to another Nair. Kadiyashachon the menorah. A raya will be for the Nair, from the menorah. From the menorah, you're allowed to take the psila from one wick and light it from the Nair Maravi. Why? Because by the menorah zicha, the mitzvah is that locker. The mitzvah is lighting it. So since b'shash you're lighting it, you're mekayim the mitzvah, there's no biza mitzvah. Aber by Ner Chanukah, there's a svaro, v'han locho is the mitzvah. V'yike mitzvah so tluya b'anocho. The yike mitzvah, the ner is after it's lit, you have to put it down in a place. It has to be in a place where it shas the pasum and isa. Aber so, then the svaro would be, ein madlikim v'nei on ner. The yadloka lav mitzvah kuli hain. The adlock is not, even though it's a chilek of the mitzvah, Havad, you can't have the mitzvah Chanukah without lighting it. If you just put it down, it's nothing. But it's not the gemar mitzvah, it's not the whole mitzvah lighting the menorah. You're not mekayim the mitzvah until after it's lit, you put it down again. So about Meshach lighting it, you're not mekayim the whole mitzvah, that could be called the Abiza mitzvah. So it's totally, do we hold Hadlok as a mitzvah, or do we hold Hanok as a mitzvah? We'll soon bring Rayas. Halacha, we hold Hadlok as a mitzvah. Therefore, mikra din, it should be mutter to light minel and air. That's why it's brought down the locha. You're allowed to light minel and air. But lemaisa, we're machmer on Ner Chanukah, we don't light minel and air either. And the simple reason is because achap, because we hold mikra ha mitzvah Ner Chanukah is Ner Ishu Beisai. The ikka mitzvah, just one light each night. Come to say, the second, the third, and fourth, the other nerus we light are not the ikra mitzvah. Therefore, you're not allowed to take away the fire from the first ner to light the second, light the third, because it's called like a biza mitzvah. Because the second candle we light, the third candle we light, is not the same must mitzvah as the first ner. The first ner is the ikra mitzvah. That that we light, the second, third, and fourth, is only to mekayim hiddudika mitzvah, but not the ikra mitzvah. Therefore, the ma'aser more brings down with not knowing in a case where you lit your first candle. And then you want to light your second candle, you should not light your second candle from the first candle.
because the Sattis say that's not called Madlikim and Elaner.
Ve'en Echanami, you say one person the first night with one candle. Now you're coming to light your menorah also the first candle, that's the exact same mitzvah, then Avada with Smutah, that you're allowed to light Madlikim and Elaner. Who what did Mehilcha Shabbos would do like that? By Ner Shabbos, Isha, she lights Menel and Ner, she's allowed to go around lighting Menel and Ner. Because they're all the same must mitzvah. Just by Ner Hanukkah, that the Ikka mitzvah is just the first Ner. The second one is not the Ikka mitzvah, so you shouldn't light one from the other. But the Bible we're holding now is, what's the Shloch? Is Hadlokko is the mitzvah, or is Hanukkah is the mitzvah? So tomorrow bring your eyes. Toshima, Diyomar Rova. Somebody was holding the Ner Chanukah in his hand. He wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah's Ner Chanukah. Even though he lit it, he's not Mekayim the mitzvah. So the Gemara Shema Minit, Mir Zaraya, Hanochoy is the mitzvah. He's not Mekayim the mitzvah with the lighting alone, so you have to put it down in a good place where there'll be Pasum and Esau from that place. So the Gemara, no. Hossam, there's different reason. Even that Loka wasn't a good Loka. But Haroya Oymel, it's Sarka Yehuda Nokat Lo. People see you holding an arrow in your hand. Usually when people hold arrows in their hands, the pshat is, it's dark outside. He wants older to have light around him. So b'chlal, there's no pierce the manes. Even b'shas, you lit the menorah when it was in your hand, there's no mitzvah. People don't see the pierce the manes. It looks like it's being lit just for your own purpose. So if even adlokah is the mitzvah, that's not called a good adlokah. Drashoy topas b'ner chanukah b'yodoy mishadlik achakovsa. The whole time was in your hand. So you're not yoytzeh. Rashi the oimed lav dafka kemosh nashas litzorka lishtamish lekeheka nisa. People think you lit it for your own purpose to have or and not for the mitzvah. Toshma b'ngiraya the yomar rova hedlika bifnim. If you lit the menorah inside your house, vohitziyu, and then you took it outside bisman hagemara, that the ikka lighting was outside, is layosav leklum. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. So the gemara iyam if bishlei madloko is the mitzvah. The ikka mitzvah is that loko. Then it's very good. Hadlokah b'mekayim abinim. The ikka mitzvah is lighting. You have to light it in the place where the pirsum anes takes place. In Bizmana Gemara, the pirsum anes was outside in the Pesach. So if you lit it inside, you didn't do the mitzvah. Mishum hoch l'yosa klum. That's a good rye. That's why you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. Eli yarmer tanochah is the mitzvah. But if you learn the ikka mitzvah is danochah, putting it in a good place. How come you're not gates here? Ain't a chanami litim nor inside your house. But right afterward, you took it outside and put it in a good place. That's called a good hanocha. You should be making the mitzvah. And the Gemara name, Hosam Nami, Horoyu Oimel, Litzarka Yudi Adlako. About people saw that you took a lit nair from inside your house, but you lit it inside. People say, why did he light it inside? Because he wanted to use it. I now is taken outside. Vaiti wants to use it outside. So Vaiti, there's no piercing a nest now outside. Since it came from the inside, where it's mukher, it wasn't made for the nest, it was made for your own use, even outside people don't see the piercing a nest. That's why you're not yoitzim. But it could be, but you make a good hanocha, we'll soon see tomorrow. What called good hanochas, maybe hanocha is also a good mitzvah. Trashi bifnim abayis. Voitzilachutz, I took it outside for the Yom Liel. Tetzorach lanicho apesach beisim vachutz. You have to leave the menorah outside your house. Is the yam bishlei madlokah is the mitzvah mishumach liyosav leklum. The chiv on the zuhi mitzvah sadik mitzvah the lighting tzorach shetayosav b'mokim chiyuvay. You have to light it outside also b'mokim chiyuvay. But if you say no, the ikim mitzvah danocha here the danocha was done outside, and the gemara now you can be matchan still because people don't know that's done the shame the shameness. All right, the maskana we'll see tomorrow, Mr. Shem.